Please stand for the reading of the gospel. This is from the gospel according to Matthew chapter 25, beginning with verse 1. This is the word of Almighty God. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the hour or the day." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. This is the word of God for the children of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. You know, how many times and how many different ways does Jesus have to warn us? You know, and he didn't just warn the people in his day. He didn't just pound this into the heads of his disciples, but he made sure that this word of God would be canonized and turned into the Bible, which is the most read book in the world. He made sure that everybody heard this warning. And he says, and this was out of chapter 25 about the 10 virgins. In chapter 24, Jesus tells us all about all the different signs to look for in the world that will predict the end of the age, the coming of the judgment of the Lord. He said, nobody knows the hour or the day, but you'll know the season. Well, the season he was talking about is all around us more now than it's ever been before. How much longer do we have? Who knows? 1,000 years? 2,000 years? A day? Who knows? Nobody knows the day or the hour, even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. It says in Matthew 24, in verses 40 and 41, 2 men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. 2 women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken, the other left. It'll come without warning. It'll happen suddenly. And there'll come a day when you'll come to church and there'll be hardly anybody here. Hopefully you won't be here. But some of you may be here, and we'll be talking about it, how everybody's just disappeared. It'll come suddenly. Verse 42 says, "Therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come." But Jesus did say he was coming back. Now, in preparing for this sermon, I read a lot of resources, and I came across another sermon by Bob Deffenbaugh. And he used this illustration, which I really liked. And so I paraphrased it, and I want to share it with you. He's talking about getting ready, about the judgment day, about being warned, how God has warned us. You know, how many people here have ever run out of gas? If you've run out of gas, raise your hand. I'm talking about in the car, too, not personally. Well, I've run out of gas there, too. But yeah, I ran out. We ran out of gas. We were on our way back, I don't know, from Pittsburgh or someplace like that, and we got around Houston and on 79, and putt, 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 putt. We ran out of gas. I had to call AAA and wait for them to show up. And it's because our gas gauge wasn't working. And then when I was a teenager, and when some of you was a kid, we had gas gauges that were very unreliable, you know. They could show full, you could be empty, they could show empty, you'd be full. Go over a bump or down a hill and the gas needle would bounce back and forth. Gas gauges today, man, they have little red areas to show you when you're getting down low, and then a light comes on, then a bell goes off, and the voice says, hey, dummy, get gas. I mean, we're without excuse. These new automobiles today, man, they tell you how many miles you got to go. Now you have left until you can hit empty. Amazing. All that warning. And still, you know what? The number one roadside call is for people running out of gas today. Over 500,000 people a year. Over 500,000 people. Now, of course, we know there are millions and millions of people driving, but over 500,000 a year, even with all of the warnings, still run out of gas. Well, the same can be said of Christians. Even with all the warnings that we get from the Word of God, from all of our evangelists and prophets and Spirit-filled people warning us, man, there are people still messing up. People that want to call themselves Christians. You know, these 10 virgins, they knew the rules. They knew that the bridegroom, it was the custom that he would spend about a week traveling through the village, staying with friends and family and celebrating, getting ready for the wedding day. And these 10 virgins were invited to the wedding feast. And it was going to be held behind closed doors. And they knew that when the bridal procession came by, the wedding party that is, when the wedding party came by, they were to join them and go in to the wedding feast, to the banquet. And so they got ready. And they knew that the bridegroom could come at any time. He could come day or night. And so they brought their lamps just in case. Now, this is a farming community. Brian, what time do you go to bed at night? Mike, what time do you go to bed at night? Barb? 9:30, 10:00, thank you. We'll go with that. There's a lot of folks that go to bed early. I mean, I know folks go to bed 6, 7 o'clock in the evening. Joey, what time do you go to bed? But 8:30? Yeah, if Bonnie and I go to bed by midnight, that's early for us. But this is a farming community. These people, these virgins, were used to going to bed when the sun went down. Man, it's getting on towards midnight. They're tired. They go to sleep. And then they hear the cry. Here comes the bridegroom. Now, how far away is he? They're not sure, but they know that he's coming. It's a big, long procession, this wedding banquet. You know, all these people are coming down the road. And so they get ready. They light their lamps. Only the girls, the 5 foolish virgins, didn't bring any oil to put into their lamps. All they had was their wick that had some oil in it. And they lit that, and it smoldered and quickly went out. The wise ones added oil to their lamps so that their lamps burned nice and bright. Now, you got to understand this, too. Why did they have lamps to begin with? Because they don't have street lights. They don't have lights in the houses where you flick a switch. They didn't have neon signs everywhere. It was dark. And they're in among the buildings. It was a very dark place. And the only way to be able to be recognized, to be allowed to come into the wedding banquet, was if you had something to light up your face with. And so they had these lamps to show them where to walk. And so they could show people, it's me. Let me in. And so the 5 wise virgins go into the banquet while the other 5 ran off to buy oil so they could prove that they were who they were. I don't know how many people here have ever been to a nightclub. This doesn't look like a nightclub crowd. I've seen enough of it on TV to know that, you know how you got the lines and you come up and you talk to the big bouncer and he wants identification. If you don't have it, you don't get in. Well, these girls were too late getting to the door. And they pounded on the door and they wanted in. And the Lord of the banquet came and said to them, "Don't know you. Because if you were who you're supposed to be, you would have been here on time. The door's been shut away from here. I don't know you." Pretty heavy stuff. The implication is that five of them were saved. It's about salvation. And the five who couldn't get in, they're lost. Five and five. It's a 50-50 ratio, one-to-one. One will be in the field, one will be taken. One will be using a handmill, and the other will be taken. We've got to be ready. The warning signs are all around us. In the day of Noah, Noah did what God told him to do. He held services, he worshiped God, he gathered the animals together, he built an ark, which took him who knows how long, months or years, to build that ark. Meanwhile, the rest of the world, man, they were just rejoicing and partying and just having fun and being very sinful. And one day, God comes down and tells Noah, "Okay, everybody on board." And God himself shuts the door to the ark and then brings the floods. It was over. There was no getting on that ark for anybody else because they weren't ready. Jesus said, look at the fig tree. He says, you'll know when it's time for figs and when it's not. He says, you may not know what day I'll come back exactly, but you'll know the season. We've been forewarned. Yeah, there was a fellow who was in a hurry, and he's zipping through the countryside, and he's coming down the road, and he's just speeding like a madman. And he comes around a bend, and all of a sudden he sees two men standing partway out in the road, and the two of them together are holding up a large sign, and on the sign it says, "The end is near." And he slams on his brakes, and he pulls over next to them, and he winds down his window, and he says, "You couple of religious kooks, you can get hit standing out in the road like that. What do you think you're doing? You're crazy. Get off the road." And he winds his window up, and he takes off down the road. And just a moment later, they hear this loud explosion and shattering glass. And the one guy looks at the other one, and he says, "Do you think we should change the sign so it says, 'Bridges out'?" We've been warned. We get warned all the time when we read the Word of God, when we hear the message preached, we see it on TV, we see it in the news. We've been warned. The gas gauge is in the red. The light is flashing. Time is growing short. The only way we get through this, the only way we get into that banquet hall is if we're ready. The only way to be ready is to ask Jesus Christ into our hearts as our Lord and Savior and to give him our lives. And that means hold nothing back. Man, if you're holding back anything, you're not ready. You can, you know, it says in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus speaking, he said, on that last day, he said, many people will come to me and say, "Lord, Lord," and I'll tell them, "Away from me, I don't know you." And they'll say, "But Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we cast out demons? Didn't we perform miracles in your name?" And Jesus said, and I'll tell them, "Away from me, I don't know you, you evildoers." There will be people who will walk like Christians, talk like Christians, act like Christians, who will perform like Christians, but they'll be doing it for the wrong reasons. Remember last week's sermon? Hypocrites? There's a lot of people who will look like a duck and walk like a duck, but really aren't ducks. And Jesus said, "Away from me, I don't know you." We've got to be ready. We've been warned. And the scriptures tell us in the epistles, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. It was Paul that said that. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Don't assume that you've done all that you need to do. Keep trying. Keep working at it. Keep praying. Keep surrendering. That is part of picking up your cross daily. Jesus said, if you want to be my follower, you've got to pick up your cross daily and follow me. You've got to love me more than you love life itself. And I urge you to check your gas gauge to make sure you've got oil in your lamp. And the best way to do that is to get on your knees and ask the Holy Spirit to come into your heart to help you let go of the things of life that have taken your attention away from God. Give control of your life as a living sacrifice to God. Every day, your schedules, your hope, your dreams, your relationships, your finances, your possessions. Give it all to God. I know. I don't know where that's going to lead you or what will happen. And it may get real uncomfortable. It's the only way you get into the banquet hall because it shows that you have Jesus in your heart. The proof is in the pudding. The gas gauge is bouncing off empty. Time is growing short. Give it all to God. God loves you, and so do I.